Sahara puts it on the floor, drives into the lane, puts up a tough shot off the glass, and she's fouled by Madison Scott. What a move by Sahara Williams, weaving through the Ole Miss defense to get the bucket and the foul.
Sahara's finish.
Sahara with 14 points and 8 rebounds and 4 assists as well as Oklahoma defeats Ole Miss tonight 66-56. Brian Brinkley back at the SJB Pavilion in Oxford. Time for the MidFirst Bank postgame show. MidFirst Bank is a premier partner of OU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, member FDIC. And we're joined by Sooner coach Jenny Baranchik and Peyton Berholst on our postgame interview brought to you by OU Health. Coach, congratulations on the win. Boy, that first quarter was really good. The fourth quarter was really good. Middle two quarters weren't so good, but you got the win. And that's what counts in this league.
You know, talk about a gritty game. Obviously, the first quarter, I was really impressed with the way that we came out, and then not the second, right?
Right.
You know, when you do this on the road, sometimes it gives you a little bit of false hope because we turned the ball over way too much and definitely shouldn't have gotten in. We gave up too many offensive rebounds and too many paint points and all the things when you start looking at the stat sheet. But I'll tell you what, I think the heart of Beatrice Culleton, man, that was amazing. I thought she came in and she did some really, really good things for us. I mean, 10 rebounds. And then Sahara, I feel like, you know, she had obviously a big three. But then at the end of the game, you could see her poise come out. And I think she was really rattled at the beginning in terms of their pressure and all that. And I thought Peyton just did a phenomenal job of keeping us steady, of leading us through some things. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of, I thought Nevaeh Tott came out and she did some really good things for us too today. We got to see that fire back again. I love the way that Zaya's playing, and I know they didn't go in today. I don't care. She needs to keep going. I thought KJ's second time. I mean, it was really a team effort, especially without Reagan. So we didn't know we didn't have Reagan, you know, in warm-ups, and then she got sick in warm-ups. And so we will have to evaluate that and readjust that. And it was unfortunate. But for us to be able to adjust the way that we did in the first quarter, I was impressed. And then you could see it kind of hit us. And then we left Landry Allen at home, too, because she's sick. So,
I didn't
so
mention
we
that.
Had,
yeah.
we, and we were getting pretty thin there when the foul column. But, Brian, I've left you with no questions. So if you
well,
have one
just before
for
we,
Peyton, let her know.
Before we move on, and we'll get with the rest of it, just to be clear. So Reagan got sick in pregame warm-ups.
In the warm-up.
Okay.
Yeah, she left the warm-up at some point. And, wasn't feeling well. So she was kind of in and out throughout the game, too.
Yeah, I glanced down there, and she did not look like she was feeling too good.
She's not. So that's unfortunate. But so we did not know that.
Yeah.
And that was it's not always helpful when you have that, you know, when something like that happens.
No.
And at the same time, I guess we threw their game plan off for the first quarter.
Yeah.
They adjusted just fine after that. But
talk about this. This was a strange one tonight. You guys were clicking. I don't even know if either of you know this. You scored more points in the first quarter than they'd given up in a quarter all year long. That's despite whatever it was, 8 turnovers or whatever. But when you're holding on to the ball, you're moving the ball well and getting some fast break points there early.
Yeah, absolutely. Like she said, that was something we talked about at halftime. And we talk about every game, every practice, is just taking care of the ball, not only because it's turnover, but because we look at Ole Miss, and that's how they scored really well in their wins is off turnovers. So I think that was just something that we wanted to focus on. I mean, and I can't shout out Beatrice enough. I mean, she played 18 minutes and had 10 rebounds. That's insane.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, in a game like we said, we don't know that we don't have Reagan. And she doesn't know that, but she comes in and steps up big time.
It didn't seem like this team was rattled at all by the fact that you didn't have Reagan.
I think that just speaks on our depth. I mean, we play with so many different five people on the court every single practice and every single game, really. So, again, I think depth is what is going to make us really good, and it showed in this game.
Well, I think it's a pride point, too, that we face some adversity. And sometimes we create our own adversity, but when we face adversity, we're really good at being able to. And I think that's something that's a little bit haunted us a little bit in the month of January, especially and in our last game. You know, we face adversity. We can claw back. We can climb. You know, we had one game that we're not proud of our effort. And we have other games where we've got to get better.
Yeah.
And we've got to be able to close it. We've got to be able to figure those things out and be able to rebound and finish and take care of the ball and all that. But our flexibility and our ability to adapt and adjust, I'm really proud of that. And I'm proud of that because we failed so many times. We're not afraid of it. And so that this team is going to be a very scary team as we continue to go because of that.
Well, you talk about your 26 turnovers you didn't like, but most of their 22 I thought you guys forced. And I thought the defense tonight was really important for this game, don't you think?
Yeah, right? I mean, absolutely every single person, really. And I thought Sahara and Lexi and Zaya really brought it on defense and got some of the 50-50 balls that, like she said, maybe we weren't getting in the games before. So I think that really just helped our offense, and especially when you come in second quarter and we only scored 7 points. That's unlike us. So sometimes it's nice to have our defense showing our offense what energy we need.
Yeah, and only 14 three-point attempts, but you made half of them. So that was good tonight to get those threes down, and they didn't make a three tonight.
Well, I thought, I mean, but they had plenty of points in the paint.
Yeah.
So that's something that we have to be able to, you know, we had to be able to just, I thought they did a phenomenal job. I mean, I really did. I thought they pounded it inside. They went at us. And I thought tonight probably, and that might be even, you know, just lessons learned about when we do play team defense, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of times I think, you know, when you have Reagan in there, we're like, Reagan, go rebound. Reagan, guard the post. And we haven't had to do that. We haven't had to do it for a year and really chart a game plan and help
right.
and go, you know, and we had to do that. And so for us to be able to do that the way that we did, I'm really proud of that because we came up with some big stops when we needed them,
yeah.
especially in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and those middle two quarters, not only did you have turnovers, you weren't making shots. So what?
Yep,
what,
so there weren't a lot of positives.
There?
Let's move on to the next question.
What changed there in the fourth to get you going offensively, or was it just?
I think we were us. I do. I think that we moved the ball. I think we are you know, once we start doing that, sometimes we were trying to manage too much and we were a little careful.
Yeah.
I mean, we called a couple different things and got us on the move. But again, I thought Peyton really just put us on her back and went. And then I thought Sahara really settled and came in and made some big plays for us. And so I love the way that we're able to reset.
Yeah.
I love the way that we're growing in that space because we haven't always done that. And you can see, again, we're still – you know, we're going to get to that potential. We really are. And you can just see us inching there. We just have to stay steady and make sure that we continue to believe and trust this process because the process is a good process. And today is one of those validation points that you get for it.
Peyton, it seemed like this team, you guys really kept your poise and not an easy because they got the lead. I guess it got up to 7
there. Your definition of poise and mine are different. The 26 turnovers.
Well, hey, it's a W, right? At
poise.
Least there's some poise
you
points
know,
here, right?
I get one more question, Brian. Get one more question. Go ahead. Ask Peyton anything you want.
Well, look, fourth quarter, 23-11. You got the snowball rolling there.
Yeah.
Did you feel that momentum shift there? And once you did, it seemed like Ole Miss was on their heels. Then they start turning it over every time down court.
Yeah, and I'm scared to use the word poise now. But I really do. I like she said, I thought Sahara came in and was really steady for us, and Lexi came in and was really steady for us. And sometimes I need that personally, them coming in and giving me some more steadiness. Mm-hmm. And I thought even Beatrice. So that's just really important in the fourth quarter. Obviously, this was a big game to close for us. Just to have a win in the SEC. The SEC, it's a big game every night. So
yeah, it's tough.
A win's a win.
Let me ask you this. When Sahara got that steal, you're up 6. There's about a minute to go. Are you thinking, hold it up, Sahara, or did you like her attack to the basket, which turned out
you know,
very good?
My initial thought was to hold it up and start to manage, but she was in a great flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, the one before she got tripped when Peyton tried to throw it, and I was more trying to manage that one than the one with Sahara in it. But then Lexi comes up with a big hustle play and gets a loose ball when it could have been the other way.
Yeah.
So again, we're going to watch this. We're going to learn from it. We're going to grow. I do have to give just a shout out to the people that came. I mean, it was so fun to have such a big group behind our bench, and they took a bus here, and that's not easy to do, and they just continue to love on this team, and that means more to us than you can imagine because it has been a challenge, and we want to win yesterday. We want to win every single game that we play, and we're getting better, and we're going to continue to trust this process. We're going to trust each other, but to have those guys that show up all the time, I just can't tell you I love you enough. So thank you so much.
Coach, Boomer. Appreciate it. Peyton, congratulations. Sooners get the win today over Ole Miss. That's Sooner head coach Jenny Baranchik and Peyton Verhulst on our post-game interview presented by OU Health, proud to be Oklahoma's flagship academic health system. Sooners get the win 66-56 over the Rebels. They improved to 17-6 overall, 5-5 in SEC play. Rebels dropped to 15-7 overall and 6-4 in conference play. We'll take a timeout, come back with more on the Mid-First Bank postgame show. After this, we'll look at the official final statistics. Sooners win at 66-56. You're listening to Oklahoma Women's Basketball from Learfield.